Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're still making our way through this fantastic Easter season and heading toward the Ascension, celebration of the Lord's Ascension to the right hand of the Father in heaven and bringing human flesh into full glory, which is just staggering. You know, friends, the resurrection of Jesus really and the Ascension are celebrated as two distinct things that we acknowledge in the church and that we reflect on and rejoice in and celebrate, but it's really one act. Jesus rises, and his goal in the rising is to ascend to the right hand of God the Father in heaven and to bring with him the new creation, the new human race that are in his person. It's so beautiful. And of course, we'll be celebrating Pentecost not too far down the road. So today, I want to look at the readings the church gives us, beginning with the Gospel of John 15, where Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit and the Advocate. And of course, that whole dynamic, it's at the Last Supper discourse that we've touched on quite a bit over the last year, really, because of that section from John 13 through 17 in the Gospel is so precious. It's the most intimate conversation, you might say, of length that Jesus has with the apostles. And so much is revealed about the Father, about Jesus, about our enemy, what we're up against, about the condition of the apostles, but the great vision that Jesus has for each and every one of those who are baptized into him. And so today's going to talk about the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. I'll just read the passage and we can go back and just reflect on it. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you." I mean, this is precious stuff that he's giving to the apostles and communicates to us through this word. Remember that the Bible is a breathing, living word. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it speaks specifically of what Jesus, in this case, spoke to the apostles and how he taught them. But these same words are meant for you and for me, to be able to hear the voice of Jesus and to internalize what he's saying. First, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. Christianity really is a new life. One way to summarize it is it's a new life in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. And so that implies as well that we receive the Holy Spirit. And how do we receive the Holy Spirit? It's through the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, because he's the Messiah. He's the one filled with the Holy Spirit. And the mission of salvation, the salvation for the whole world, it's a Trinitarian act of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It begins in the heart of a loving Father who goes in search for a race of people who are lost, trapped in sin and death. And he sends his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not die but have everlasting life. And the Son comes, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, takes on human flesh and enters his own story. But he comes in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus will say on the day of his baptism, when he enters the waters, Jesus didn't need a new life. Jesus was the new life. But to fulfill the law, he responds to the prophet John the Baptist, who's baptizing people in a baptism of repentance. When Jesus comes out of the water, there's a revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit there, a theophany, you might say. And what's revealed, Jesus will then go on to say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good news to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives and sight for the blind." Jesus was totally, completely aware that the mission of the Son and the Spirit was one mission, and that it's the anointing on his life, the anointing of the Spirit, that will help guide Jesus and empower all that Jesus does. And it's the Spirit that brings the church in our day to life, as it has done ever since Jesus poured out his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. There's some beautiful things in the Catechism that help us understand the uniqueness of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's relationship to Jesus. In paragraph 690, it says, "Jesus is Christ, that is the anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. You say, Jesus is the anointed one. That means the Spirit is that anointing, and everything that occurs from the incarnation on derives from this fullness. When Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates to them his glory, and that is the Holy Spirit who glorifies him. It's so beautiful, so profound. And we'll touch on that even more as we celebrate later this week the ascension of our Lord. But just in sum, that the Catechism reminds us of this fact, this unique gift, that Jesus communicates to us his glory. Think about that. The glory that belongs to Jesus. He was clothed in glory when he returned home to the Father, raised from the dead. Remember when Jesus said, even after he was raised from the dead, he said, you know, don't touch me. I have not yet gone back to my Father, in one of the resurrection stories there in the scripture. And then he says also in the Gospel of John that it says in the Gospel of John that the promise of the Holy Spirit had not fully happened because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the most vivid sign that Jesus not only rose from the dead, but he ascended to the right hand of the Father in glory in his human body, in his resurrected human flesh, a new creation. And the Father gives over to the Son the Holy Spirit, and from that place of authority at the right hand of the Father, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit. So that's what Jesus is describing to the apostles here in John's gospel. He said, when the advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father. That means the sending of the Spirit means Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, that he's now absolutely enthroned forever as King and Lord of all. And the Spirit he's sending, he describes as the Spirit of truth. And as Jesus came forth from the Father, eternally begotten of the Father, so the Holy Spirit comes forward. He said, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. And we say in the Creed that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. And it's the Son who is the head of this new race of people. That is the new creation born in him, a new human race, friends, a new reality. Those who are born again by the Christ life, the life that's in Jesus, now united in Jesus to human flesh. And that reality is the Spirit present in him. And that's who he gives to us, and we receive in baptism. And Jesus describes it. He says, you must be born again. He says to Nicodemus, by, you know, water and the Spirit. He said, you must be born again. We're born again to an entirely new life. We're born into a foretaste of the new creation. And our baptism is a down payment of the full inheritance that belongs to all those who are united to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is beginning to unpack and unfold for the apostles and help them understand the role of the Holy Spirit, the advocate who comes alongside them and advocates for us. He's our advocate. He defends us, and he presents to us the truth about who Jesus is and helps the Holy Spirit unfolds the reality of God's saving plan in us when we hear the gospel. And without the help of the Father, we can't believe, as Jesus said, and that help is the gift of the Holy Spirit that's given to us. And then Jesus said that the Spirit will testify to him. So this is one of the insights into the unique mission of the Holy Spirit. The first thing the Holy Spirit does is come to confirm in human hearts and to vindicate everything that Jesus said and did, and to bear testimony, to witness to the human spirit, to my spirit and your spirit through the gospel, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then Jesus goes on to say to the apostles, you also testify because you've been with me from the beginning. So the apostles are sent forth as witnesses, and the word for witness is martyr. And we know that they're heading into martyrdom, all but the Apostle John. But he too was a witness. And each one of us, when we're baptized and confirmed, we are empowered by the Spirit, and literally we're sent ones. We're apostles, small a, not like the bishops are the direct descendants of the apostles and carry the apostolic authority and responsibility and the governance of the church. But every one of us who's baptized into Jesus are also sent ones. And we're sent just as Jesus was sent, just as the Spirit was sent, and the apostles were sent, so you and I are sent. But we're not just sent on our natural gifts to go out and just to exercise what we've been given by nature, but We're going forward with supernatural empowerment. We're bringing the kingdom of God, the reign of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, you will do greater things than I. So the Lord goes on here in the reading, says, I've told you this so that you may not fall away. It's important for us to know the end game, to be able to withstand the pressures and maybe even the persecution and challenges of this fallen world. Again, Jesus said, I've told you this. What did he say? That I go to the Father. I'm preparing a place for you. I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you. He'll strengthen you. He'll encourage you, inspire you, give you power. He'll give you wisdom. And so Jesus is reassuring them by bringing them deeper into the truth of what he's accomplishing. And as they lay hold of it, it's going to give them the strength they need to withstand any and all opposition. So the Lord continues, and he says, they will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. That's an amazing statement. And certainly the apostles were killed, some of them, as the Lord himself, at the hands of the Jewish leaders of the time. But throughout history, those who've been baptized into Christ, there's many, many martyrs throughout history who die as witnesses, faithful to the Lord. And the very thing Jesus promises here, that they would experience persecution, that they would probably be thrown out of synagogues or other places, and doing it in the name of God, people have done that. People have done it just a few years ago. We saw the shocking reality of Christians being beheaded in the Middle East, and people were beheading them in the name of God. He goes on to say, they will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I've told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you. And the Lord tells us this ahead of time because he wants us to draw strength from it. He's told us many times through the Gospels, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. How is it possible to be of good cheer, to have cheer? And the way Jesus is describing it, that lightness of heart and joy that's present, how is it possible in the midst of that kind of persecution and trial? Well, it's possible because it comes to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit, through the life of God in us, who's overcoming all the fears, the anxieties, the terror, the trauma that we experience naturally as human beings, when we're under that kind of threat or actual persecution. And he gives us faith that trusts in him, hope that gives us confidence that what we see in Jesus through faith, his resurrected humanity, his life in the new creation, we see it in Jesus, the glory of God shining on his face, and we understand by grace through faith that that's our destiny. And as St. Peter will tell us in his first letter, that destiny is assured. It's kept in heaven by God the Father. And through faith, we access it, and the Father holds it for us. It will never be defiled. It'll never fade, he said, but it's ours. And so that confidence, knowing this is our destiny, and our destiny is absolutely sure, helps us live differently in this world. And we don't have to live in fear. And we know soon we'll be with the Lord, so no threat ultimately can control us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.